has recovered to a degree after the financial crisis. But
there's more of a balance. We're selling more to you guys than you're selling to us.
Yeah, and that's always been the case.
Actually, we don't worry too much about bilateral trade balances. You know, what matters is how you're doing overall. And what we often find is if you have a big imbalance with one country, that you might be buying a whole lot of stuff from them that in turn enables you to produce in your own country and export to other people. So we have some big trade deficits, typically with European countries. We have some big trade surpluses also, typically with Asian countries.
I suppose the potential in terms of trade is for more intangible services, digital type services, because the distance doesn't matter in that regard.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. If you look at the trade figures between Australia and Ireland, for example, we do about $150 million a year or in the past year on business services and technical advisory services. That's actually more than the total amount of goods trade between the goods exports to Ireland by Australia. So just in that one category of services, we're already doing more than we do in goods exports. And that's certainly one area where we see the future being.
Well, let's turn to the potential. So for both countries, Australian interest in Ireland first. I mean, Brexit is out there. Is that peaking? Is that encouraging greater interest in Ireland on the part of Australian companies?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Brexit is really has been a key ingredient in the renaissance that's taking place in interest between Australia and Ireland at both ends. You know, at the Australian end, it means we have to look again at our business model for doing business with Europe. Traditionally, I think Australian companies have thought of Europe as, you know, open an office in London, do the rest of Europe from there. If London's no longer in Europe, you've got to do it from somewhere else. And there are a whole lot of features of Ireland that make it an extremely attractive place for Australian business. English speaking, common law system, and simply the fact that we have so much trust between our countries because we have so many people.
Shared history.
So many Irish people who've spent good periods of time in Australia know us and like us.
Are you in the embassy here getting more inquiries from Australian businesses about locating here? And are you confident that we will see more coming?
Yeah, we're certainly getting more inquiries from a range of different sectors. And yes, I'd be very surprised if we don't see significantly more companies coming over here in the very near future.
Now, Enterprise Ireland had a big trade mission to Australia late last year, accompanied by the president. Why should Irish companies think of doing more business with Australia, and indeed perhaps locating some of their operations there?
Well, this is a really interesting relationship because it's not one of those relationships which is just about how much we sell you or how much you sell us. Very much the same selling points apply to Australia for Irish companies as apply to Ireland for Australian companies. English speaking, common law systems, a lot of trust, and in our case, we're located right in the middle of the fastest growing region of the world. So, and we have free trade agreements with China, the world's, you know, most rapidly growing huge economy, with Japan, with the ASEAN countries on our doorstep, a separate free trade agreement with Singapore. So we have great access. If you come and locate in Australia, you get great access to all of these major growing economies, which gives you the opportunity to diversify your risk and your markets away from Europe and from the UK.
Now, for Irish companies or enterprises to avail of that gateway to the giant Asian markets where you have free trade agreements, they would have to actually have physical operations in Australia, wouldn't they?
Well, I think partnerships with Australian companies are another way that you can go about it. There's a whole range of different ways that Irish and Australian companies are starting to work together now. We're seeing some Irish companies, for example, specifically in the technology sector, looking to Australia as a source of capital. We've got a huge amount of capital there because of our public or our pension system, whereby there are superannuation funds looking to invest in technology. And there's a couple of Irish companies already that have chosen to list on the Australian Stock Exchange as the best way.
Open Medical, I suppose, being
OneView Health and Kicker is another one. Yeah. And they're finding that's an excellent way of raising funds, which gives them several advantages, say, over the normal VC approach.
So there's not just, I suppose, you know, and you have a big market of people there as well. Well, you're somewhere between 20 and 30 million people.
Yes, we're about nearly 25 million people, and it's a very affluent market, as indeed Ireland is. Now, the real key from our point of view to expanding the potential there is the moves we've got in place at the moment to try and negotiate a free trade agreement between Australia and the European Union. That could be really crucial in terms of opening more doors, creating a space and some opportunities for companies to explore, which could hopefully bring into play even more, the access to free trade in the Asia-Pacific region that we already have.
Finally, there's a big event in Croke Park today, the Australian Chamber of Commerce hosting it. You're on your way there. For companies that are either listening in here, their interest peaked in exploring operations in Australia, can they approach you and the embassy?
Well, they can certainly approach us, but I'd strongly recommend that they get in touch with the Irish Australian Chamber of Commerce as well. It's a terrific organisation because it's linked up between its operations in Australia and its operations in Ireland. So you can go along to the Irish Australian Chamber, participate in one of their trade missions. They're taking a mission over at the time of the Rugby Union Internationals in June, for example, leave that till afterwards, but also they'll be there for the hurling, which is taking place in November as well. But participate in one of their missions or go along. They can give you some great networks, and we're always happy to see at the embassy people who are interested in doing business with Australia too.
His Excellency Richard Andrews, Australian ambassador to Ireland, thanks for coming in to us today. Enjoy the day, and we'll definitely win the hurling. Coming up, Ronan Carr of Bank of America Merrill Lynch on markets. Stay with us.